Acts, chapter 15. And certain men, who came down f, Ram Judea taught, the brothers, and said, unless you are circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas, h, add no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question, and being brought on their way by the church, they passed beach, are of Phoenice and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, non-Jews, and they caused great joy to all the brothers. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and by the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees who belie, ved, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came tog, ether, to conci, d, or this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said to them, men, and b, brothers, you know how that a good while ago God made a choice among us, that the Gentiles, non Jews, by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel, and d, believe. And God, who knows the hearts, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit even, as he did to us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you tempt God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our forefathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had performed among the Gentiles, non Jews, by them. And after they had held their peace, James, the brother of Jesus, is answered, saying, men and brothers, listen to me. Simeon, Peter has declared how God, the first visited the Gentiles, non Jews, to take out of them a people for his name, and to this the words of the prophets agree, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fall en down, and I will build again its ruins, and I will set it up, that the remnant of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, non Jews, upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all these things. God knows all his works from the beginning of the world. Therefore, my advice is that we not trouble them who from among the Gentiles have turned to God, but that we write to them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and d, from things strangled, and from blood, because Moses from old times has in every city those who preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Saturday, then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brothers. And they wrote letters for them after this manner, the apostles and elders and brothers, send, greedy, inshu, the brought, h, ours who, are of the, Gentiles, num, Jews, in Antioch, and Syria and Cilicia, since we have heard that see, Artane ones who went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send Hosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus. Us, Christ who s Paul, also tell you the same things by mouth, because it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us t O lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood, a n d from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare you well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude togeth, they deliv, read the letter, which when they had read it, they rejoiced for the encouragement. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, encouraged the brothers with many words and confirmed them. And after they had stayed there a period of time, they were let go in peace from the brothers to the apostles. Nevertheless, it pleased Silas to remain there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And so, me days after, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brothers in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they are doing. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul did not think good to take him with them, who had left them from Pamphylia, and did not go with them to the work. And the company intention was so sharp between them that they separated one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brothers to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches.